My utmost for his highest, October the 8th. The exclusiveness of Christ. Jesus said, "Come unto me." Matthew 11:28. Is it not humiliating to be told that we must come to Jesus? Think of the things we will not come to Jesus about. If you want to know how real you are, test yourself by these words, "Come unto me." In every degree in which you are not real, you will dispute rather than come. You will quibble rather than come. You will go through sorrow rather than come. You will do anything rather than come to the last lap of unutterable foolishness, just as I am. As long as you have the tiniest bit of spiritual impertinence, it will always reveal itself in the fact that you are expecting God to tell you to do a big thing. And all he is telling you to do is to come. Come unto me. When you hear those words, you will know something must happen in you before you can come. The Holy Spirit will show you what you have to do. Anything at all that will put the axe to the root of the thing which is preventing you from getting through. You will never get further until you are willing to do that one thing. The Holy Spirit will locate the one impregnable thing in you, but he cannot budge it unless you are willing to let him. How often have you come to God with your requests and gone away feeling, "Oh well, I have done it this time," and yet you go away with nothing? While all the time God has stood with outstretched hands, not only to take you, but for you to take him. Think of the invincible, unconquerable, unwearying patience of Jesus. Come unto me.